Welcome to the Pulse USA, where we provide insight, knowledge, and education on local businesses across the U.S.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pulse USA podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Victor Liu of Linkhi Technologies in Florham Park, New Jersey. Victor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bruce.
Victor, I know there's a lot of scuttle going around now, especially with all of the hacking that's going on. And I think your company provides a great service to a lot of small to mid-sized to even large companies. And what I'd like you to do is give an overview of exactly what Linkhi does.
Sure, Bruce. So essentially, Linkhi is what's called a managed service provider, or in layman's terms, it's really outsourced IT. So what we do is we work with companies that outsource either all their IT or some of it, which is called co-managed IT. And we help them either the full life cycle. We help them with remote support. We help them with projects. We help them more and more with cybersecurity and compliance. So that's really the bulk of our services. And we tailor it to each client, really depending on your individual needs.
Terrific. So if a company contacts you, what happens during that contact point?
The first contact is really an assessment. What are you looking for in IT? What's causing you to contact us? Common ones are cybersecurity concerns or they've been breached. Compliance is a big one. We got a call probably a month ago. Someone calling us said that their biggest client is asking them to fill out a compliance form, which was about this thick, and their current provider couldn't or wouldn't do it. So they brought to us and we had to do an assessment, but we filled it out. And this client had to because their vendor is about 80% of their business.
So if they didn't provide that, then they would not be able to do business with that vendor at that point in time.
No, it's very common. A lot of our clients, their biggest vendors are Amazon, Walmart, Mondelez, Target. And since you're integrating into their systems to make their ordering process easier or their fulfillment easier, your security has to match theirs. Otherwise, you're a liability to them.
I was not aware of that. Wow. So that's a significant protocol that they put in place there in order to do business with them.
Yes. I think for our larger clients, that's probably one third of our services. Usually Q4 or Q1 of each year is when we have to fill out and maintain all this compliance for our clients.
And you use the term MSP. Why don't you explain to the audience here, what's the difference between an MSP and an internal staff?
So MSP is an outsourced provider, and it lends itself to outsourcing just like everyone outsources payroll, right? No one does payroll anymore. It's really, certain companies want to focus on their core. So what they do is they outsource to a company like us. But depending on your business and function, you may need internal IT. And we work very well with internal IT. Probably about 20% of our clients have internal IT. So they can either handle a specific line of business, like your ERP, your inventory, your CRM, that takes specialized experience. Then they outsource all the back-end operations like security monitoring, remote support projects to someone like us, Linkhi.
So when you're working with internal IT, the individuals inside the company that are actually involved with you don't have to worry about losing their jobs. They should really use you as an extension of their services and what their department does, correct?
Absolutely. We're partners. So one of our best co-managed clients has about 2,000 employees. They have a staff of 8 for 2,000 employees. And what they do is outsource their backups and compliance to us. So that allows them to serve their population with their specialized line of business, help them day to day. All the back end stuff like backup, we're doing it for them. We're filling out all the compliance forms that their board of directors requires. So we're actually freeing them up. Yeah, I think that works very well in terms of the partnership.
Absolutely. When I was working in corporate America, the first department they cut usually was marketing. And then the second department was the headcount in IT. And with everybody working from home now, does that make your job more difficult because they're working from home with protecting them at home too?
Sure. So this work from home since 2020 has greatly expanded the attack profile. So hackers have not only the office, which traditionally is very easy to protect. You have a firewall. It's really like a moat around your office. Everyone who comes into the castle is well protected. Now you could be working from Internet Cafe, which there's Wi-Fi issues. So Wi-Fi security issues. Working from home, you could be sharing a network with your child whose computer is totally infected. So it's made security a lot tougher. And we're actually spending probably a third of our time protecting, you know, remote users.
So the protection then goes out to whoever the employees are working from home, or if they're even working at a hotel or a remote location?
Everywhere. One of our biggest clients are overseas most of the time, so we're trying to protect them the best we can using corporate devices, protecting their Wi-Fi through private VPNs, and also monitoring. So you can assume that hackers are going to find a way through. So monitoring is becoming more and more important. It's like having central alarm monitoring for your burglar alarm. Your burglar alarm can go off all the time. Your neighbors aren't going to care. They're not going to call the police. It's like your car alarm. People right. just kind of wish you go away. But having an alarm actually helps. Here's a great example. About 4 weeks ago, one of our title insurance clients, we got a notification that someone created an email forwarding rule with specific terms like wire transfer, bank account, settlement. Ooh. We caught it in 15 minutes. We gave the owner a call. We logged into her machine, found that it was there. We deleted those rules. We printed out all the outbound emails for, you know, the previous 4 hours just to make sure nothing sensitive went out. But that's proactive. If you don't have a proactive monitoring, it can go on for days. And then that's where bad things happen.
So your team is monitoring 24.
So it's our team and partners. During business hours, we get the live alerts, but we have several partners that are 24/7/365. We use them because the most dangerous period of time is coming up. Thanksgiving in the United States is the only 4-day holiday left. It's traditionally almost everyone's off Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last year, I think normally we get about 500 to 600 attempts on our clients. I think there were about 3,000 to 3,500 attacks last Thanksgiving during those 4 days because almost everyone's home watching football, eating turkey. So we've actually doubled our staff for this Thanksgiving. Our partners are certainly always working, and we're going to add staff working Thursday and Friday as well.
Wow. And is that mostly because of Black Friday, because the day after Thanksgiving when everybody goes shopping, or is
they're
that because
online, so they're more prone to click on emails because there's a super coupon or something that they need to, you know, click on quickly. And also mobile is a big threat, right? People seem to be more relaxed. They have their guards let down when it's a mobile. So you really want to spend more time looking at your phone before clicking on the link.
Does it matter whether you're on an Apple device or an Android device? Does it matter, or they're both the same?
In my opinion, I think Apple devices, if they're current and you're updating them, are more secure. Just from the standpoint, Android is more, there's more choice. So it's up to the individual vendors to provide the updates. So like a Samsung, there's updates all the time. You pick another brand, they may issue security patches once a month, right? So Apple is just that monopoly. They have, you know, central control of everything.
Victor, this was terrific information. I think the listeners here should really get a good takeaway from you. How do people get in touch with you if they want to ask you an IT question, or they have some IT reasons to contact you?
Well, I think the easiest way, you can email me. It's victor@linkeye.com. I'll respond personally. If you want to set up a meeting, it's Calendly. .com/VictorLiu, L-I-U, my last name. And then we'll set a time and we'll talk. All prospects and clients can get a free risk and security assessment. And that's how we start all our conversations. Besides, like, why are you calling us? What can we do to help you? Is we need to know where your current security and network, you know, posture is. And then from there, we can give recommendations.
Terrific. Victor, thank you very much for being a guest on The Pulse. I look forward to having you on again. And if I don't speak with you, have a wonderful holiday season.
Great. Same to your family as well. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.